Nanaimo might be a bit out of their jurisdiction, but members of the New York City Police Department are responding to the call to go a few rounds in the ring with other emergency first responders from Vancouver Island and elsewhere in Western Canada. The Nanaimo Professional Firefighters Charitable Society is about to host the second annual Harbor City Badge Battle, a charity boxing event at which fighters representing emergency services lace up the gloves to raise money for Wounded Warriors Canada and BC First Responders Mental Health. The event happens August 9, at the Vancouver Island Conference Center, with 12 bouts on the card featuring firefighters, police officers, paramedics, corrections workers, Canadian Border Services officers and Canadian Armed Forces personnel. Nanaimo Fire Rescue firefighters Dane Cameron, event organizer, and Lane Polnick competed at last year's event. The encounters in the ring aren't just for show. The competitors train throughout the year to prepare and many are avid boxers and martial artists, so the boxing matches can be as real and intense as the first responders' day jobs. They're pretty serious and everyone's training really hard, Polnick said. I won last year, it was my opponent's first fight and my first fight, so this year I'm facing someone with a couple more fights than me. So it's all about the training and who can out-train your opponent. It's taken pretty seriously. I'm coming off a loss, so I need redemption, Cameron said. The fights are held to amateur boxing rules level of competition. There will be some knockdowns, but no knockouts, and if a boxer is becoming overwhelmed, the referee can halt the bout. It takes a lot of commitment and most people who come are pretty well prepared, Polnick said. Cameron and Polnick have been training with coaches at Force Boxing and Fitness for about the last 6 months to prepare for this year's badge battle, and work on cardio and other fitness training throughout the year. We like to mention Force Boxing as much as we can. We physically couldn't do the event without them. They're the signing sanctioning club body for the event and they've helped us out, Cameron said. The aim is for up to a dozen fights, including two professional bouts at the end of the night. Last year's event raised $20,000 for Wounded Warriors Canada and BC First Responders Mental Health, and the goal is to surpass that this year. Last year we had competitors from the island and lower mainland, but this year, we've got the New York Police Department coming out. We've grown considerably in 1 year, so we're excited to keep that going, Cameron said. Tickets for the event are $50 each. For tickets and more information, visit www.eventbrite.com or email badgebattle2@ef905.org.